We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to what's called the 25th chapter. And we're beginning the speech of Iyov's friend Bildad HaShuchi. We read it with Ta'amim, with the Ta'amei Met, with the tune that the Halabi Jews have on tradition. And we'll begin. Vayan Bildad HaShuchi Vayomar. So Bildad HaShuchi responds, and we've discussed that the word Vayan can mean to respond, to raise his voice and say. And so he begins a description of the might of God, how awesome God is. And Bildad says, Hamshel v'fachad imo ose shalom bimromav. Hamshel Vafachad imo. Hamshel comes from the word memshala, rulership. God has tremendous rulership. He rules over everything. Vafachad, and there's great fear of Hashem. And nonetheless, Hashem uses all of his strength. Oseh shalom bimomad. He makes peace in heaven, even though there are forces that are contradictory in heaven. Hashem makes the peace up above, and each star, each constellation is given its job, and God maintains them in their position. You say that the forces above, the constellations, the forces of nature, they are not subservient to God. You turn to God in your last speech and claim, God, why is it that there's one force in the world that gets away with doing whatever it wants? You're a God of justice. How come I'm suffering? If I'm suffering because of the constellations, how could it be the constellations are their own forces in the world? That can't be. So Bildad begins by going back to Eov's initial claim, and Bildad says, no, God controls everything. It's not true that the constellation and the forces of nature run the show. They too are under Hamshel, God's rule, the fachad, and the fear, the awe of Hashem. And Bildad continues the description of God's greatness, and Bildad says, Hayesh mispar ligdudav. Is there a number? Can you give a count as to how many battalions God has in His army? His army is beyond count. So of course everyone's fearful of him and he controls everything. Ve'al mi lo yakum orehu. And so Bildad says, and upon which of the armies of heaven does God's light not shine? Ve'al mi, and upon whom lo yakum orehu, does God's light not arise upon him? So they all know that it's his light that's shining upon them, so to speak. This is an allegory. It means that God is giving them his hashpa'ah, his benevolence is upon them. He gives them existence. So of course they're subservient to him. Umayitzdak enosh im el. So Bildad says, so you'll tell me if so, so then why doesn't God take control of the forces of nature, take control of the constellations, and do me good? I've been living a good life. That would be your claim. So his answer is, Mayitzdak enosh im el. How righteous can man be before God? What do you think you're worth? You're nothing. And your righteousness is nothing. And you're not worth getting involved. God created the forces of nature, and within these forces there's a system. And Eov, with all due respect, you're not worth changing the system. Umayitzdak enosh, and how righteous can a human be im el with God? You're way down here, he's way up there. What are you? You want God to change the forces of nature because you've been leading a righteous life? Eov, whatever righteousness you've done, that's not worth so much. And if you've rebelled, so then you've rebelled against the great king. That rebellion is waiting. You deserve punishment for it. Your righteousness, well, how much can that count? How much good can you do in the world that makes a difference in heaven? But when you've done something bad, so then, you know, that does make a difference. And we could understand his claim maybe with the following allegory. If you have the poorest beggar in town, and he comes up to the king and says, "You are so great, you are so mighty, you are so wonderful, so exalted." How much did he do for the king? But if he walks up to the king and spits in his face, that's a shame. Oh, then the king's going to get upset. Right? So Bildad says, in this great galaxy, what are you? You're a speck. The righteousness you do is nothing, but your sinfulness, if you rebel against God, that is something. We know that Bildad is wrong. We have on tradition that in spite of the greatness of the galaxy, and in spite of the fact that God is way up there and we are down here, God takes note of every little good thing that we do as well. But Bildad so far is making this claim. Umayizke yeludisha. And what marriage can a mere mortal have? Yeludisha, one that's born of a woman. Hen ad yareach velo yahil. Ad could mean removal in Aramaic. Adda is to remove. So Bildad says, Hen ad yareach. God removes the light of the moon. The moon was created initially equal to the sun, right? We know at Shnei Maorot HaGedolim, the verse says, God created two great luminaries. And when the moon spoke up and said, you can't have two equals in the world, you can't have two using the same crown, God removed some of its light. God said, you're right, we'll take away some of your light. God made the moon smaller, and the moon doesn't have its own source of light, it's only a reflection of the sun. So, hen ad yareach, God removed the light of the sun, of the moon, velo yahil, and he doesn't give light. Yahil in Aramaic is to give light. Ahala is light. Yahil, oro, to give light. Vechochavim lo zaku veinav. And all the stars together, as much light as they give, they don't have merits in God's eyes. They're nothing. God controls the sun. God controls the moon. Who are you talking to? You're talking to the one who didn't like what the moon said. So he made it small. You had a great luminary like the sun. God made it small like the moon. God made it into the moon. All the lights of all the stars, they're nothing next to God. So, who are you to talk before God? What is Bildad alluding to, Eo? He's saying, you've been talking. Let's think back to the beginning of creation. Who spoke before you? The moon. Remember what happened when the moon just said something? He didn't even rebel against God. What did the moon just say? God, you can't have two carrying the same crown. Look what happened to the moon. Bam! Something as great as the sun disappeared from the world, became small like the moon, didn't have its own light. Imagine what's going to be with you, Eov, after the way you've spoken. That's the unspoken allusion here. Hen ad yareach, you know, might stakeno, she said in the previous pasuk, what righteousness do you think you could do in this world? What's all your righteousness worth? And remember, you say something a little bit off, look at what happened to the moon. He doesn't say it overtly, but that's what he's indicating. Af ki enosh rima. How much more so, mere mortal man who is ultimately going to be consumed by vermin, what is the human being? Uven adam tolea. And the son of man who is but worms. So he says, God controls the constellation, and however he controls it, at the end of the day he does. you want to get payback from God for your righteous life. God doesn't do that. God is way above paying you back for all your righteousness. But if you dare speak up against him, then God will pay you back. That was the speech of Bildad. And that's it. The shortest speech we've had so far. To that, Eov is going to respond.